Yesterday I was talking with our geography department who've just come back from their Year 9 field trip to Scarborough, where they look at aspects of tourism. One of the things the students do is to survey the people that they meet there and find out various bits of information. In the past, they would have then come back to school and incorporated the data from their findings into their individual group reports. But with our learning platform and our links in with Google Apps, what we've then been able to do is to bring all the data from the whole class together fairly easily using Google Form. And that means they've got access as individual groups to a much larger data set, and that can make their whole investigation and the report back much more meaningful. We were looking at the ways that Google Sheets can help us with the graphical representation of that, and looking at the different ways that Google Sheets can show us their information. But while we were doing that, I just had a thought about heat maps, and you had seen them somewhere. That's where you get a map and different regions are coloured differently according to the data that's held within there. So, for example, you might have a national population which is divided up by city or by state or county here in the UK. So those counties which are more populous than others will be displayed in a different colour to ones which are less populous. So I wondered whether or not there was a way of actually doing that with, for example, the question where the students have asked people where they came from originally before they visited Scarborough. I found, after a search, Open Heat Map. And what Open Heat Map does is to take some raw data, and that can be in the form of a CSV file or an Excel file, or indeed even a Google spreadsheet which is published to the web, just the link to that, the URL. And having provided that raw data, then Open Heat Map translates it into the map coloured accordingly to the data which is held within the columns within the sheet. And it does that automatically straight away for you, provided the data is clean and it's used in a format that Open Heat Map can recognise. The documentation provides you lots of guidance there and is really helpful. So, for example, English counties are listed, American states, cities, and from various other places around the world. So, having uploaded a sheet, an example sheet, it then interpreted that and produced a heat map accordingly. You do need to be a little bit thoughtful about making sure that your data is clean before you start, otherwise you've got a bit of tidying to do. So if you used Yorkshire, for example, as a county, that would be fine, it would understand that. If you used a county name which isn't recognised, so you might go for West Humberside, for example, which isn't an English county but you might have thought it was, then it wouldn't recognise that data. It wouldn't foul up the transfer, it would just miss out that row of information. So it's helpful in that respect. The other thing that you need to be aware of is if your data is skewed. So if you've got a couple of counties with particularly high populations, for example, whereas the others are all much smaller in population, then it provides you with a translation that it feels is right. But ideally, if your data is more or less normally distributed, that produces a better heat map. But I think the thing that's best to do is just to try using it and see how you find it. And more importantly, perhaps, to actually display that data to the students, whether it is good or bad, and then to talk about some of the things which arise. Why is it that some counties perhaps don't have data displayed? Is it because the data that you recorded originally was in a form which couldn't be recognised? Did you use a county name? Did you something as simple as misspelling a name? So all of that helps students with, I suppose, debugging the information that they've gathered and having a think about what they've done, and it's the powers that it helps improve their powers of analysis. So that's Open Heat Map, and I definitely think it's worth a few minutes of your consideration.